Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's End Podcast. We are on episode 53 of season 2. If you have not listened to the last one, it was on super compensation. I would suggest going back to that. Today's is all about rolling and stretching and how it makes the most out of you and your workouts. Rolling before and understanding where your muscle heads are can make a huge difference. So rolling before and after, amazing. Understanding that we can loosen things up when you shorten your heads, we need to make sure they get big again and open. So that's one of the most important things. Rolling is probably in recent years more used, but it was probably one of the most underused things in the past. So we need to make sure that every single person gets this, understands it, and then makes the most of it. Rolling can really, it's not a thing that you just push to the back. You get the most out of your workouts. You get the most out of yourself by doing this. Dynamic stretching, moving stretching is amazing as well. Before, afterwards, static, you do not want to do static. Before they have proven that if you do static stretching, the elasticity is reduced in your muscles and injuries happen more. Also, prepping your body, so understanding exactly where and what you're doing for that day in the workout. So, for instance, if you're doing legs, we need to make sure that we're rolling our hamstrings, hips, quads, all of those things, even our feet, to make sure that things are going to fire. If you have an injury or something previously, you have to understand that taking that and then prepping your body for the movements that are coming. Doing some dynamic stretching is also awesome. And then after that, you can then shift into your workout and everything. And then after, you can finish with static stretching and rolling. I like to use foam rollers throughout a workout as well. Sometimes if something gets tight, you can do a pop, like a kind of movement, open your shoulder up, or even use it as a backing instead of a bench. Sometimes like floor flies or something like that, where you actually go on the roller, keeps your spine in alignment, all of those things. Another thing about rolling and stretching that a lot of people do not think of or understand is they always push it and say they'll do it at home, but they don't. So if you're at a gym that allows it, make sure that you do it a little bit before and a little bit after. It'll make the most out of your workout and you'll actually feel way better about it. I've noticed that the people that do this reduce their injuries. They also then can stay and actually do more of their, get more out of their workouts. Understanding this, every day in life we go through things, so we have to realize that rolling, stretching will make the most of that and we'll get the most out of our day. If you have not noticed that in the past, you will then start realizing it the more you take advantage of it. Same thing with golf or any other thing that's not in a gym. Make sure you're rolling before, stretching afterwards, static, dynamic before you can do as well. Those are some of the things that I've learned over the past while here in training. It'll make the biggest difference in your life and you will see the best results. In the whole world, in the universe of things, if you do not and you push things back, you will not see as much results. The rolling and stretching portion of a workout is just as important as the actual workout to make sure that we reduce injuries and all that. So sit back, think about it, and then understand exactly which areas you need to work on the most. That will make a big difference, as well as your body and what sports you play or activities or your job or whatever it is. There are going to be areas of your body that need to be rolled out, stretched, and those things will make a huge difference if we take advantage and roll, stretch, do it for a bit. Even while you're watching TV, massage guns are awesome. Go for massages. Opening all of these things up will make a big difference in your life, and you will see your body be less injured, be able to do more. You'll be also pairing all of these things with food, liquid, all this. You'll be hydrated and fueled. This will make a big difference to all parts of your muscle and body. We have touched on that in the past as well, but food and drinking and stretching, rolling, all these things can keep you in to working out your sport and keeping you moving so that you can have the most of a summer. Now, as always, we like to give challenges. That is going to be a little bigger today. I would just start by sitting back and realizing what areas you are tight in your body. If you do not know, maybe see an expert, but most people can figure it out. You can sit back and think. Sometimes if your hips are tight, it could be hamstrings though, so seeing an expert is always awesome. But sit down, think about it right now. What areas are you tight in? What areas do you neglect in rolling and stretching? Now, how are you going to make time for this each and every day? As well as, can you adjust your program with your trainer or wherever you are so that you can strengthen these areas? Usually they say up joint, down joint. So if you got tight lower back, look up maybe your shoulders or maybe your hamstrings are pulling on your hips, those types of things. These are things to all ask yourself. If you have not, sit back, think about it, and then just write down the areas you need to work on. Now, your we touched on last time, super compensation, how many times a week you can go. Now, if you're adjusting and you have golf or you're doing other activities, how you are going to adjust to make time, that's the other thing. So what areas you're tight in, have a side of the piece of paper or on your tablet, put the numbers up to, I would say, three that you can focus on. And now on the other side, how are you going to make time now that you're doing different activities in the summer, doing more walking, all these things? How are you going to make time for rolling, stretching in your routine, whether it be while you're watching TV or while you're doing things outside? How are you going to give that little bit of extra time to make the most of it so that you don't get hurt, so you can do all of the fun and summer activities? This will help you enjoy your summer, be injury free, and then actually get the most out of your workouts and whatever activities you are doing. So just ask yourself what areas you need to work on and then how you're going to make time for them. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.